Be'ezah Hashem continues Shmiras Haloshen Shaar Tevuna Perek Hey in Shin 152, discussing the importance of Avas Reyecho, Va'after Reyecho Kamoicho, loving your fellow friend like yourself. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us that the more we love the other person is the more we will judge the person favorably. And it changes everything the person's mahus, his essence of dealing with individuals. V'chein, shayeches mitzvah zu, shal avas reyim, koydem ha-maisa, gamkein, kidei shelo yovei chaver le'dvizoyin. It can also protect the person from coming to any embarrassment. Protect his friend from coming to any embarrassment. How so? Kama yishim ahoyo, meisi es benoi, bi'ir acheres. He gives an example. Let's say a person would making a chasna, marrying a son off in a different city far away. Oyishu hu ba'atzmoi hoya ba'lodur b'mokam acher. Or if he himself has to go live in a different location, and he doesn't know the hanhogo, doesn't know the minhogim of the location. Sometimes you go to a shir. The minhag is you put a jacket on before you go to the shir. Sometimes minhag is you don't wear a jacket when you go to the shir. He doesn't know the hanhogo, the minhogim. He doesn't know what to do over there. So mishaitet brayoinov limtsoy shom oyev nemon. What does he try to do? He tries to find somebody who knows the neighborhood and tells him, this is how you do things here, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Asha yoidiloy darchi hanhogel shom oyseh hamokum. And this nice individual will help him out. It's so important somebody moves to town. You tell him where the siddur is. You tell him where the siddur are in the shul. Sometimes you walk into the shul. You think it's on your right, not there. You know, right? Normally, it's on your right side. It's not there. It's on your left, not there. You're like wondering, what is it? Is it a game? Where the siddur? Where do they keep siddur? And they tell him, no. It's outside of the shul. Before you come in the shul. That's how we do it over here. Little things like this. Even little things like this. So you want to find this person who can help you out. And if your friend will notice that you're doing something which is not really appropriate for this neighborhood, he'll tell you privately. So this individual will know how to behave properly and he won't become embarrassed from the people who live there. In that town. Kain b'zeh oifin mamesh tzorich la'asis t'chaver. So too, that moshel, how you have to help that other person, is the same exact approach. Kain b'zeh oifin mamesh, the same way tzorich la'asis t'chaver, to do with your friend exactly. Dahainu, im hu roye she'i koshel b'eze dovor asheloi l'chovoid yeloi. If you see that this person, another individual, is going to be kosher to stumble in some certain area in a matter of what's ever taking place that will cause him possible embarrassment, a lack of kavod. Af im ein baze iser, says the Chavetz Chaim, even if there's no iser in this category, mechuyev hu loymer loy kidei shlo yizbaz al yidei zeh, you are obligated, mechuyev, to go over and politely tell the person whatever he needs to hear so he should not be embarrassed. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, the same way you would want someone to come and tell you, so too you should tell that person. Just popped in my mind. Sometimes a person eats a bagel in the morning. Sometimes you have it for lunch. You know where I'm going with this. And you go through a whole entire day. Go through a whole entire day. 10:45 at night, you happen to notice in the mirror, there's this poppy seed smack in the middle of the front two teeth. And you're wondering, poppy seed? I didn't have poppies for supper or bagels for supper. it's bagels. At 7 o'clock in the morning, you had breakfast. So you had the poppy seed smack in the middle of your teeth. Then you think to yourself, wait a minute. So I had a conference I spoke at today. I met a few hundred people at the conference. I took pictures with a lot of people. Then you start looking, well, if you take 5 feet back, you wonder, well, I can't really see the poppy seed. But you know what? In the picture, the cameras today, they zoom in. You're wondering, okay, so now that poppy seed has made it to every single picture. And you wonder yourself and you think, why didn't anyone tell me anything? I don't understand. That's the question you ask. Why didn't anyone tell me? This is a claim of Marshall. You know, everybody is smiling with a cute smile because it is cute. It happens. What happens to us, right? Yeah, okay, we got the recorder going here. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes even worse, more embarrassing things are by sight. But the understanding is as follows. The same way you would appreciate if your friend comes over and says, listen, how was your bagel for breakfast? I don't say it like that. She says, how'd you know I had a bagel for breakfast? Well, you see, it looks like you had a poppy seed bagel. So, you know, if it's a close friend, maybe you can make it like a joke. But you just tell the person, you know, you got a poppy seed. It happens to people. It sounds so basic, but you know what? It can avoid embarrassment. V'aftarecha kamoicha. I want to say something else as well. I want to say something else on this topic. V'aftarecha kamoicha. Person before he enters the basic hisei. No, there's the kohanim wore bells on the begodim. The kohanim wore bells on their clothing. One of the reasons for this is that they should never come into a room and startle anybody. That's one of the reasons. So the halacha we learn out from this is before you come into a room, you should knock on the door. That's how we learn out. Before you come into a room, you knock on the door. For that same halacha applies to a basic kisei. Applies to a bathroom as well. Imagine a person forgot to lock the door. Imagine if the lock doesn't work well in the door. How many times do you see signs, lock is broken? Just to train ourselves to make sure we knock on the bathroom door before we open the door. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. We wouldn't want someone to grab the door quickly. Oop, sorry. Didn't realize you're in there. It sounds, well, what's he talking about over here? I'll tell you what we're talking about over here. We're talking about treating the other person the same way you want to be treated. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha.